إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد فان أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر امور محدثاتها فكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil hidayah. He sent the Messenger of Allah along with guidance sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa deen al-haq, He sent them with the religion of truth. لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. In order that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be made uppermost, and that it should be superior to all other ways of life, even though the disbelievers may hate that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with nur, with light, by way of which the people are taken out from dhum, from dhulumat ila nur. They are taken out from darkness, the darkness of shirk, the darkness of kufr, the darkness of ignorance. And they are taken to the light of Tawheed, the light of Iman, the light of Him. Allah Ta'ala, He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to all of the creation. كما قال الله تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to all of the creation. By way of that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, we know how to be merciful, ba'duna ma'abad, one to another. We know how to be merciful and upright in our dealings with each other. Likewise, we know how to be merciful and upright in our dealings with the kuffar. Why, we even know how to be merciful and upright with animals and plant life by way of that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. Indeed, it is not hidden from any of you that which has taken place recently in France, from those kuffar who sought to ridicule and mock the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of cartoon drawings. And likewise, the response of the ignorant and foolish individuals, the Khawarij of France, and their response to that by way of murdering and killing innocent individuals and bloodshed in the streets of Paris. This is a situation which is blameworthy and should be criticized from its beginning to its end. It is blameworthy from the beginning of it to the end of it. From its beginning, when these kuffar, they sought to insult the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of these character drawings. Likewise, the end result of it, which was done by these foolish individuals from the Khawarij. So that which the kuffar have done, from drawing these images which they claim to be the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these cartoons, it contains a number of evils. It contains a number of evils. From that, firstly, is that they have brought upon themselves the la'na, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of them doing this action. And we know that the la'na yulukhuwakhuwad, the curse of Allah ta'ala, means what? Al-bu'du wa tard, to be for expelled and far removed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said within His book, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah Ta'ala said, indeed those who insult Allah and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah Ta'ala has cursed them in the dunya and in the hereafter. And He has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. Imam Sa'adi, he said, Imam Sa'adi said concerning this ayah, that in it Allah Ta'ala has threatened those individuals who seek to insult the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with any type of idha, with any type of harm or insult, qawliyatan aw fi'liyah, whether it be by way of a statement that an individual may make or by way of an action which the individual may do. And not only that, this affair, Imam Sa'adi said, it is indeed a tremendous crime. It is indeed a tremendous crime. And the greater the individual is, the greater the crime is of insulting the individual. And I swear by Allah, la ilaha illahu, none has the right to be worshipped except Him, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best individual to ever walk the face of this earth. He is the best to ever walk the face of this earth. So that insulting Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed a heinous and a terrible crime which brings upon him the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, from the evil that was contained in this action of theirs, it contains kadhib, it contains lying upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It contains lying upon Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lying upon Him is not like lying upon anyone else. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, and that which you report on it, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah, that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa upon the member, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُوْ Mughira, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ كَذِبًا عَلَيَّ لَيْسَ كَكَذَبْ عَلَى غَيْرِ. He said, indeed, lying upon me is not like lying upon other than me. It is not like lying upon anybody else. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلِتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He who lies upon me intentionally, let him prepare for his seat in the hellfire. Let him prepare for his seat in the hellfire. And by Allah, they have lied upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their satire, with their attempt at satire and their attempt at humor. And they do it for what? To capitalize off of this. And to try to be funny. They are lying, trying to be funny, and trying to bring laughs. The Messenger of Allah, he said, وَيْلُ الَّذِي يَحْتَذْ فَيَكْدَبْ لِيُضْحِكْ بِهِ النَّاسِ. He said, woe to the one who speaks and he lies in order to make the people laugh. Woe to him. Woe to him. And the wail, أَيْهُ الْخُوَخُوَاءِ, is a severe threat. Some of the ulama, they mentioned that it means the hellfire. They say that it means the hellfire. So they are lying upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that which they depict. Because by Allah, that which they have drawn is not Him. That which they have drawn and said that is Him, it is not Him. And the kuffar have no idea what He looks like sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have no idea what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks like. They have not read the narrations that tell us and inform us of the physical description of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have not read these narrations. They don't even know what their own prophet looks like. They don't even know what Isa alayhi salam looks like. In the pictures which they have, which they say is Isa, it has been narrated from some of them that it is none other than Michelangelo's cousin, who he got to model for the picture. They don't even know what their own prophet looks like, much less the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are lying upon Him. They are lying upon Him. And likewise, from the evil that it contains, is the evil of taswir. The evil of taswir and picture making. And picture making. And wallahi, this is ayn taswir. This is exactly what taswir is. None of the ulama differ regarding this particular affair. Even the ulama who say, and the photographs is not from taswir, they say that taswir is what? That which is drawn with the hand. Wallahi, this is ayin of taswir. Exactly what taswir is. The Messenger of Allah, he said, in that which report on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Inna shadd an-nas adhaban 'inda Allah yawm al-qiyamah al-musawwirun. He said that the worst of those who will be punished on the day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who make images or the picture makers. These individuals who attempt to draw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lying and doing so, have only brought upon themselves the worst type of punishment, a punishment they couldn't even imagine. And the reality is that this is nothing new. The attempt at insulting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing new. As Sheikh Saleh Fawzani mentioned, that the Quraysh, they used to say concerning the Messenger of Allah, sahir, that he was a magician, kahin, that he was a fortune teller, soothsayer, sha'ir, that he was a poet, kadhab, they used to call him a liar. But none of these insults, ayyuhal akhawat, are indicative of the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of them are indicative of who he was. Rather, we find that the kuffar, they either tried to physically harm him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They tried to physically harm him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we mentioned to you before the story of the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah in Ta'if. Yani when he went to Ta'if to give da'wah to the chiefs and the elders of Ta'if, and they became frustrated and hated his da'wah. So what did they do? They began to assault him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They began to pelt him with stones and chase him out of the town and knocked him out until his blood leaked down to his shoes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Zayd ibn Thabit had to carry him out. He had to carry the Messenger of Allah out. And when the angel Jibreel came to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that your Lord has saw what your people have done to you, and he has sent me here along with the angel in charge of the mountains to do your bidding. And the angel of the mountains, he greeted the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, if you give your command, I shall pull the Akhshabain. I shall pull these two mountains together and crush the entirety of this town. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as a mercy to all of the creation, his response was no. For I have hoped that their children's children grow up to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is the one who they insult. This is the one who they insult with their character drawings and their cartoons. This is the one who they speak about. No amount of satire, no amount of insults are indicative of the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one concerning whom Allah ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are on an exalted standard of character. This is a tazkiyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a ta'dil. It is a praise. After which, it doesn't matter who says what concerning him. It can never take away who he is, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُلُوا قَالِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرُ مُسْلِمِينَ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. And likewise we criticize that which the ignorant individuals, those misguided individuals, the Khawarij Paris, the Khawarij of Paris, that which they have done as a result of this action from the killing of innocent people and the shedding blood and taking the lives of innocent individuals. We condemn this as well. We condemn this as well. Those individuals who did what they did, za'aman minhum, claiming that they were defending the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and defending Islam. How many people desire good but never arrive at it? How many people do you know they desire to reach good but they never arrive at it? Allah Ta'ala said within his book, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say, shall we not inform you? Shall we inform you of the greatest losers in terms of actions? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Say, shall we not inform you of the greatest losers as respects to their actions? Those individuals who their efforts were wasted in the life of this world while they thought that they were acquiring good by way of their actions. They thought that they were doing good by way of their actions. Rather, their actions, I hear the Quran, contains a number of evils as well. And the first evil that we will mention is that their action, which they established and they did for murder, it increased the kufar in nothing except more disrespect towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a greater scale. On a greater scale. For it is known, as reported within the news, that this magazine is periodical. They normally print 60,000 copies of every issue. However, since this incident, they're now printing 5 million copies worldwide, and they're still putting this image, which they claim to be the Messenger of Allah, upon it. 5 million copies worldwide. They stepped it up as a result of their action. And they're translating the magazine into Arabic, into English, and different languages, and sending them all over the dunya as a result of their action. And this is not some type of nobility from them. Rather, we know that they're nothing but capitalists anyway. So they're seeking to capitalize off of the sorrow and the feelings of everyone in the world towards them as a result of this action. Thanks to these so-called mujahideen. Allah Ta'ala, he said within his book, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهِ عَدُوًا بِغَيْرِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, and do not insult that which they worship other than Allah, unless the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, they thus insult Allah without knowledge. Imam Sa'di, he said, in the side of this verse, Allah Ta'ala prohibits something which is normally permissible. He prohibits something which is normally permissible, meaning to speak about and to speak ill of and to revile that which the people worship other than Allah Ta'ala is permissible if one does so seeking to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in certain cases, it will become impermissible. And that is when it will cause them, as a result of that, to ridicule and to speak evilly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a principle. As Imam As-Sa'di, he mentioned, inside of this ayah, Allah Ta'ala is informing us of and teaching us this principle, that which would lead to a greater evil, even though it may be in and of itself permissible, it becomes impermissible. Likewise, from the evil that this affair contains, is al-ghada wa khiyana. It contains betrayal and deceit. It contains betrayal and deceit. These individuals who lived there amongst the kuffar, amongst the non-Muslims, as their neighbors. Why, it's reported that one of them, his wife didn't even know what he was doing. His wife said she didn't even know what he was doing. She had no clue that he had something like this in him. It contained deception and betrayal. These individuals, they lived there amongst these non-Muslims, as their neighbors, and as patronizing their businesses and their stores, benefiting from their resources and the likes of this. And then they turn around and pull some act like this. It's indeed betrayal and deception. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خُوَانًا أَثِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala, he does not love the one who is deceitful and the one who is sinful. Allah Ta'ala does not love the one who is deceitful and the one who is sinful. Rather, if you think that you are living in the land of the non-Muslims and you don't have a contract with them, you have not entered into terms of agreement with them, that you should not commit crimes in their lands, you should not harm humanity, you should not take their wealth and the likes of this, you are sadly mistaken. It's been reported on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala huma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that indeed Allah Ta'ala, he will gather the first and the last peoples on the day of judgment. He's going to raise up for every betrayer a flag. And it's going to be said, however, this flag is signified the betrayal of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. It signifies the betrayal of this individual. For every deceitful and betrayer, he's going to have a flag raising like this as an i'lan, as an announcement that this individual is treacherous. He is treacherous. Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, he said, Ansa abna'ana as-salafiyin haythu wujidu hi furansa khazatan aw fi ghayriha. He said that I advise my sons, my Salafi sons, whether they are, wherever they may be, in France specifically or other than that, from America or Europe or Africa, all of those lands which are non-Muslim lands, Ansa al-khutaba wa mudarrisin wa muhadirin. He said, I advise those who are in charge of giving sermons. Likewise, those who teach classes and those who give lectures, those who are in charge of the different media outlets and the likes of this, who are Muslim, that they all unite upon one statement. And that they announce publicly that they are free of the actions of these individuals and other than that from those actions of those people who seek to do terrorist acts and cause confusion and bloodshed in the land. The advice of Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, hafizahu Allah ta'ala, regarding this particular issue. These individuals, it's reported that one of them actually pledged his allegiance to Daesh, to ISIS. Whereas another one of them pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. And these are two groups who are fundamentally opposed to one another. Actually, they're at war with one another. And they fight against one another. However, they have come together and united upon one particular affair. What is it that has brought them together? What is it that has brought them together? The Salaf used to say concerning Ahlul Bid'ah, they say, مَهْمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فَإِنَّهُمْ يَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى السَّيْفِ. They said that no matter what Ahlul Bid'ah differ upon, they unite upon one thing, and that is the safe, the sword. They unite upon bloodshed. They unite upon their thirst for violence and shedding the blood of the people. They unite upon this affair, even though they are different and they oppose one another. All of them are Khawarij anyway. So we advise everyone, my brothers and my sisters in Al-Islam, to openly display freedom from these particular people. Freedom from their acts of terrorism. And to clarify to your non-Muslim co-workers, your non-Muslim neighbors, your non-Muslim family members, that this is not Al-Islam. This is not the Islam which the Messenger of Allah s.a.w. called to. What we find, as we mentioned, that the Kufar used to insult him in his lifetime, but he did not command his companions to go out and kill innocent people as a result of that. Rather, we found them being patient with that, and what was the result? The people entered into Islam afwajan. People entered into Islam in large numbers. Even some of those same ones who insulted him, they used to enter into Islam in large numbers. And the result of these individuals' actions is what? They caused people to hate Islam and to hate the Muslims. They caused people to kill the Muslims and to fight against them. And to oppress the Muslims. And to tell the women to take off the khimar. And to ban the hijab. And to ban the niqab. This is the action of these individuals, these khawarij. So we free ourselves of them publicly, and we advise you to do so as well. And to clarify to the people what Islam is and the correct Islamic position regarding the action of these people, and likewise to condemn openly what this cartoonist has done. We do not take a weak position and say, although we criticize the action of the Khawarij, that we're now going to give the Kufar a green light to insult the Messenger of Allah. Rather, insulting him is insulting all of the messengers and all of the prophets. And disbelieving in him is disbelieving in all of the prophets and all of the messengers. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وقوموا لصلاتكم.